It's Thursday, April 6th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Wednesday, Humza Yousaf was sworn in as Scotland's new leader. According to Reuters, he is the first Muslim to head a democratic Western European government. However, Yousaf is committed to leftist social values, like protecting sexually perverted lifestyles and decriminalizing the murder of unborn babies. He also pledged support for a ban on conversion therapy that the Scottish legislators said they will bring forward this year. Conversion therapy involves helping someone change their so-called sexual orientation or gender identity after they request help to do so. In response, a coalition of 20 church leaders sent a letter to the legislature. They wrote that a ban, quote, would go far beyond outlawing abuse and coercion. Instead, it would criminalize ordinary Christians and church leaders for expressing mainstream Orthodox belief, end quote. On Tuesday night, after former President Donald Trump's arraignment in New York City on 34 felony counts, he flew back to Florida, where he delivered a 30-minute speech to supporters from Mar-a-Lago.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. From the beginning, the Democrats spied on my campaign. Remember that? They attacked me with an onslaught of fraudulent investigations. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one. Impeachment hoax number two. The illegal and unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago, right here. The lying to the FISA courts, the FBI and DOJ relentlessly pursuing Republicans, the unconstitutional changes to election laws by not getting approvals from state legislators, the millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught on government cameras. And just recently, the FBI and DOJ in collusion with Twitter and Facebook in order not to say anything bad about the Hunter Biden laptop, which exposes the Biden family as criminals and which, according to the pollsters, would have made a 17-point difference in the election result. And we needed a lot less than that.
Researchers from Northwestern University released a study last week about people pretending to be the opposite sex. It was based on parental reports on 1,500 children who have experienced gender confusion. The study found girls of European descent represented the vast majority of cases. The average age when a case began was 14.8 years. Most parents of girls with gender confusion said their daughter had a mental health history. On average, mental health issues surfaced 3.8 years before gender confusion began. Most parents also reported experiencing pressure from a gender clinic or specialist to, quote, transition, end quote, their child. In Mark 10, verse 6, Jesus said, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." A North Carolina state representative announced yesterday that she is leaving the Democratic Party and becoming a Republican. The move gives the GOP veto-proof control in the state legislature. Representative Tricia Cotham said she and her family have been bullied and attacked by Democrats for her attempts to work across the aisle. Listen to her share what the deal breaker was for her.
One of the absolute worst moments, which was a deal breaker, a turning point for me, was when I was criticized for using the American flag and the praying hands emoji on all my social media platforms and even on the back of different vehicles that I have. I really could not believe that was the conversation that was happening at that time. And I was deeply offended. I am proud to be an American. I am proud of our country. I'm proud of the men and women in my family who have served.
Pro-abortion judge Janet Protasiewicz beat pro-life candidate Dan Kelly in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election on Tuesday. The pro-death judge will replace a conservative justice who is retiring, swinging the court to a 4-3 liberal majority. The court is likely to hear a case soon challenging a state law protecting the unborn. Protasiewicz outspent Kelly in what was the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history. The total came out to over $42 million spent, according to the nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. The response to the COVID-19 pandemic had an effect on loneliness in America. A study by Gallup found that 17% of adults experienced daily loneliness as of February, down from 25% during pandemic shutdowns. The report also found that people were more likely to report daily loneliness if they lived in big cities and were single. The study correlated the two findings. It revealed, quote, that those who live in the most sparsely populated areas are also the least likely to feel loneliness. Higher percentages of rural populations are married with children at home than what is found in urban environments, end quote. And finally, a new study from Pew Research looked at the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on religious attendance in America. The percentage of those who attended services in person took a hit at the start of the pandemic, dropping to 13%. It's back up to 28%, but has plateaued. Live streaming services have decreased from 36% to 24% now. And the percentage of those who say they participate in services virtually or in person has remained steady at about 40%. Overall, religious attendance declined slightly since the pandemic. In 2019, 30% of adults said they attended religious services at least monthly. That number is down to 30% now. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25 says, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another." And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, April 6th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.